This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders plan to meet all week, but no agreements are finalized yet on a state budget that's due on Friday. Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Cuomo and the state legislature have not yet nailed down a budget deal. It could include an extension of a tax on millionaires, more tuition aid for middle-class college students, and more spending on clean water infrastructure, although they continue to meet together and in separate party conferences behind closed doors. Outside the private meetings, in the public halls of the Capitol, anti-homeless protesters were demonstrating. 21 were arrested. Members of Vocal New York want Cuomo and Republicans in the state Senate to go along with a plan by Assembly Democrats to expand the millionaire's tax to add several higher brackets to generate even more revenue. The group's Jeremy Sanders says the money is not just needed for New York's current needs, but may also be necessary if proposed federal budget cuts by President Trump and the Republican-led Congress become law.
If anyone thinks that a Trump presidency and a House and a Senate controlled by the GOP is not going to lead to budget cuts that impact New York, then they have their head in the sand.
Governor Cuomo's held several events in recent days warning against federal proposals that he says could cost the state billions of dollars. Nevertheless, Cuomo is not ready to commit to expanding the existing tax on millionaires or on any other income level, he says.
You probably have to raise taxes on everybody, and I'm not doing it.
The biggest sticking points in the budget, however, have almost nothing to do with taxing and spending. Each year, the governor tacks on unrelated policy issues to the budget. This year's include legalizing ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft outside of New York City. A spokesman for Uber, Josh Gold, says lawmakers now have all the information they need from the companies to make a decision. A poll by Siena College finds over three-quarters of New Yorkers want the services. He says legislators even have numerous regulatory models to choose from, since only upstate New York and one other state, Alaska, still ban ride-hailing.
All New Yorkers want access to services that the rest of the country has, and I think they're waiting and demanding that the legislature and the governor act on it and get something done today.
Ride-hailing is hung up, however, because lawmakers have not yet agreed to another non-spending related item, and that's a change in criminal justice rules to treat 16 and 17-year-olds as juveniles, not adults, in the state's courts and prison systems. Just as in ride-hailing, New York lags behind 48 other states on what's known as raise the age. Only North Carolina, along with New York, still treats 16 and 17-year-olds as adults in the court system. Assembly Democrats and Governor Cuomo support raise the age. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said repeatedly it's a top priority for him. Hastie, the first African-American Assembly Speaker, spoke about it in February.
For me, as a Speaker of color, it truly is. It's hurtful to me.
Some Senate Republicans are holdouts on raise the age. Senator Patrick Gallivan, a Western New Yorker who is also the former Erie County Sheriff, says some very violent crimes should still require a 16 or 17-year-old to be tried in adult court, not family court, as raise the age supporters believe.
That's the threshold issue. The violent crimes and violent criminals and violent individuals are people that prey upon our communities and those that we should rightfully be afraid of.
But Senator Gallivan says he personally thinks that 16 and 17-year-olds should be treated differently than adults, even if they are processed in adult criminal court. The deadline to resolve raise the age and the other issues is Friday, but a work week can be a long time in state politics. There's still plenty of time for deals to be forged. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.